When Gail saw the slideshow, she asked if I was going to preach on the conjunction of the planets that's going to happen tonight. And I told her no. I just don't think that's going to go with the sermon. But if you choose to see a planetscape up there, then that's fine. I had to ask Lauren this because I couldn't keep them straight in my mind. A few years ago, there was a lady, and I kept wanting to call her Marie Callender. That's the lady that makes pies. Marie Kondo, who proposed that you could declutter your life just by asking yourself a couple of important questions. How much do I love this thing? How much joy does it bring me? And I was thinking about that, and if you've picked up on it the last couple of weeks, I've been trying a little bit of an experiment with my preaching, trying to keep a very simple line through the things that we're talking about so that those of us who are younger in the faith can have just as much access to the sermon as those of us who have been Christians for a long time. And I thought one of the important lessons that I think we sometimes take for granted is that our faith needs regular maintenance. It's a good idea to go through the closets, if you will, of our mind and our heart to see what still fits and what still is applicable and what things are we holding on to that are maybe holding us back from the person that God would have us be. If you've ever done any creating, anybody had any creative projects? Raise your hand if you do. Paint, restore furniture, restore old vehicles. A couple of you guys. Write. I love to write novels. Robin's working on a whole school degree that's based on creativity. That's pretty cool. I love to write novels. And I can tell you one of the big parts of creating anything is going back and editing out the things that though you may love them, they don't serve the cause of the story that you're trying to tell. Somebody once said that the best advice he ever received when it came to editing his own writing was kill your darlings. Find the phrases and the subjects that you like the best. And ask yourself, does this really advance the story? Does this really advance the thing that I'm trying to accomplish, the piece of music I'm trying to write, the vehicle I'm trying to restore? And I think our faith needs that kind of regular maintenance. I want to focus on the 101st Psalm this evening. In fact, we're not going to go very many other places other than the 101st Psalm. This is a Psalm of David, and it's one that we've read many times before. In fact, I've used it in a few other sermons, even one recently. David says, I will sing of the loving kindness and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praise. I will give heed to the blameless way. When will you come to me? I will walk within my house in the integrity of my heart. I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not fasten its grip on me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy, and no one who has a haughty look and an arrogant heart will I endure. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a blameless way is the one who will minister to me. He who practices deceit shall not dwell within my house, and he who speaks falsehood shall not maintain his position before me. Every morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, so as to cut off from the city of the Lord all those who do iniquity. I would suggest to you here that what David is talking about is the daily refinement of his faith. And just like we talked about going through your closets. I mean, how many of you have things in your closets that you haven't worn in 20 years? We can't have that in our house because our house does not have enough closet space. That is the one complaint that we have. Great backyard, no closet space. But we all have those things, right? I've got a bag full of cowboy boots. I haven't worn cowboy boots in 15 years. Some of them were given to me by people that I love dearly. All of them need to be taken and resold, and I haven't worn any of them in at least 15 years. One of these days, I will go through that bag of cowboy boots, and I can promise you at least two pair are going to remain. Because they have sentimental value. Don't even get me started on Lauren's shoes. She will tell you she has pared them down greatly. But we need to do that from time to time. We go through and we say, you know what? I really don't think fringe sleeves on jackets are ever coming back. The Davy Crockett looks probably gone. Time to go in the trash. Or to Goodwill. Or to the school play.